Yesterday, we were discussing Chaim Chazanish put together a Shem Shepitzanis. Chaim said that that's an Eish Mishkitzis is Kayach and Amish, and that the fire burning is that's Mir Kayach and Chiddush. But Chachburba is just like my thought. That's Rav Kiya. You say no, Gilui that becomes the Kayach also. Chazan Ish said, he argued fundamentally at this point, is there any movement that is a Kayach Beichel Shal Adam Ikeb Eish? Well, Ruach Malay Chasai, when Sachi can negate a Ruach. Maybe I don't know Shal, Lishleit Ruach, maybe a talent of that, also. Ela Allah is a ruach, Mesechach is a adam. Meshul shvu meichin as a eish umoyitzrol yad a ruach mechashu chisa. Meichin zayra brok mesayasa yishtal otsu to the din of Shabbos and Allah is zayra. And there's a adam shenich abresh a gadoi the asam yesh hefzik be meis adam kareich a ruach yesh kan a nocha v'zman mur. So he says that the Yisoid of Eish is not working with the Ruach. That is why it's considered Kalichai. Because you're shtelling suit to the Ruach, and you use the Nusuch, you're harnessing the Kalichai of the Ruach, and that's what Eish and Mishamchitza means. And he throws in, there, he wants to say, I'm not going to say Reisha B'Shem Chitzov. The Asam Yesh Hefzik Mimais Adam B'Koyef HaRuach Yesh Kan Hanachol Zman Mut. So there, the Chaznish, the Chaim also said this, right, in his world, that I'm going to say Masai, you're not going to say Reisha B'Shem Chitzov. Because in that case, as a Chayim, we don't have the Halabes of Eish, which is that the Eish is considered your Kayach. Mela, you don't have the step two, that you can join forces with the Ruach. Okay? The Chazan Ish.
Chaim says you're not joining forces with
the Ruach.
Huh? Chaim says
the Ruach is considered joining forces with the Ruach becomes your Kayach. Okay. They don't have that balance in the site. Now, the Chazan Ish, I don't know why he feels the need to say this, but he also says that I'm a Sima Sari, Shnich Beresh Gagai is not going to be the Neveshim Shem Chitza. Maybe he's coming from the Raz of Sea, I'm not sure, but like, because Rosa says, but there's also, there's a half. In other words, what the Chazish calls the Mesiris, you're being Meisr the Eish to the Ruach, and that's how the Ruach becomes your Kayach. The Bible says, you don't have that because it was a break in the action. You put on the roof, and then later on, there wasn't a direct connection between what you did and the fire, like we have by Zaira. Ruach Masayasa, they now are throwing into the wind, and therefore it's different than Ma'amasi Masai because there's a break.
Isn't that what Rav Chaim
said? No. Not at all. Chaim said, because you're missing the Aleph is meaning that there's no Eish, there's no Kayach to begin with. The Eben is not Kayach.
But the Chazan Ish says it is Kayach, Eben is a break.
He's not discussing whether the Eish is Kayach. The Eish is Kayach because of the Ruach. So there's no Kilo Mesir of the Ruach. There's no harnessing of the Ruach because there's a break between when you put on the roof and when it happens. Now, the Chazan Ish earlier on brought down the Ra'ah. Lagabi his Vakuch Chaim, the Yeb Shan Taisus. When Taisus suggested at one point that maybe Shkita is different, so we had a Vakuch Chaim and the Chazan Ish. What was the Havamin that Shkita is different? And what is Taisus being a Raya from the Tzicha? This is maybe it's not because there's cost by Zikin. Mashmon, the different is different. Mashmon, that Taisa says no. You see, the Gemara says it even by Ritzichu. The Chaznish learns that okay, good for the word of Chaim. Had a kashan type, but you want to use the Rambam that shchitas you need kaychay. That's good for what Taisa is learning. Maybe you want to say that shchitas is different. The reason why we don't say shem shchitas by shchitas because you need kaychay. And that Taisa answers no, because if it works in Meretzicha, you need Kaichai. Meretzicha need Kaichai. And still, so Eishim Meshimchitz is considered Kaichai Namish. So therefore, Taiz doesn't want to be Machal between Shchita and Hezek, because Shchita needs Kaichai, Kaichabra. Hezek doesn't, because we see that if it works in Meretzicha, Meretzicha do need Kaichai. And for that, the Chazanish marshals a Raha. Now, so this Ra'ah, yeah, is very important in the sugya, I think. It is like this. The Ra'ah The Ra'ah wants a machalik between Misa and Mazik. Yeah, Kant Koshli. Dini Misa, Dini Nezokin. Ilgam Nezik and Rimba Basra. Machikin has a Suma and a Shaybach. Arba Amet. Kadesh like Tikpoiz and a Moya. It says over there, it's very fascinating Allah over there, that if you put the ladder next to the pigeon coop, and as you're putting the ladder there, a weasel jumps onto the ladder and uses the ladder to get into the chicken coop, yeah, then it's considered gire, the Gemara says. It's considered like his arrow, which is very strange halacha.
The whole process is bizarre.
He's chayiv b'kitzer. Even though he's just grama, he just put the ladder there. If you put the ladder there, then the weasel comes and uses the ladder to get up there and kill the birds, he's caught there. So only as he's doing it, somehow the Gemara calls it gire. I never understood that Gemara. I still don't understand the Gemara. I don't know. But anyway, let's just the Gemara will take it at face value. For now, it's called gire, the Gemara says. Yeah? Now, the Gemara says that Fir B'Yuda, the Eres of the Nachash, is Bein Shinov. Therefore, when you put the Nachash on the person, it's Yichayiv Misa. The Verchamim, Eres Nachash Ma'atzmai Humeiki. It's the Nachash that does it. You stimulate the Nachash, and the Nachash really is the one that spits out the venom. I think of Nachash Beskila or Mashach Potter. So Nachash is the one that's high piece over here. We call a person. And the Mashach is Potter. He says, Vadit me Milsa. The Baal lift the Mashach, Vilgab in the Maya, Hechel the Mahad in the Monarch, like Kofs and Machayev the Shlume. Doesn't make any sense to say, yeah, when I put the ladder there, as I'm putting the ladder there, the weasel jumps up, uses my ladder, then I'm killed. It's my chet, and I'm chayim. When I take the nachash by its head, I stoop it on the person, because the nachash is the one that spits out the venom, yeah, and it's not like waiting there, therefore I'm potter. Doesn't make any sense.
He held up the nachash with his hand, or he stooped.
He put the nachash on the person. Okay? So now, so that doesn't make any sense. How do you say, when I put the ladder, I'm high, it's considered gire. When I put the nosh, my mamish, because there's an involvement over here, the nosh is part, I'm butter. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. That's gire, because this is gire. I did more over here, I was kind of closer to the Hezek, and just putting the ladder over there. Yeah? Zokdev, nearly. The hefesh ye'ikah ben chiyim misa, l'chiyim nizakim. Nizakim mechayim al gramasai. Kiva Navagire, Kiva Navagire. So, you know, he starts off, you know, he was Gairmit, it's in this Gire, so it's close to whatever the gather is over there, yeah? But by Nezikin, Yerchayev, for the Hezek that you caused.
Look at that.
What?
Okay, that was just named.
Who died?
This guy got poisoned.
He died, of course. That's what he's saying. That's what they're talking about. Right? No, he's not the problem. He's in this. So, by means, you're not chayiv for what happened, for the result. That you caused it, you're chayiv for that. Even in the even of Gire. Filech da the Gire. El b'mazik begufay, oy b'koychay, ve'eshay l'man namish b'chitza. B'chitza mamish, koychay gomor, chashvin alay. El b'almalay. So he says, in order to be chayef and misa, there's a tenai that has to be gufay, kaychay, or eishel man dam mishum chitza, or chitza mam, which is kaychay gamar. Right? So you see, Islam is when he's setting up this whole list, yeah? So you see that he's not dealing with eishel mishum chitza by chitza mamish, right? That's kaychay mamish, you would see. He's just saying that somehow we're looking at it like it's chaychay. It's a din of chaychay. I don't know whatever it is, because he's saying el mazim begufay oy bechaychay and eishar leman da'am amishum chitza or chitza mamish that's chaychay gam chashvin ale. So he's zicha treating eishar mishum chitza not as chaychay gam, which might be mashma. This could might be mashna l'chaym. This is not what the Chazanish is bringing from this. Yeah, Chazanish is wanted. The first Chazanish wants wanted from here. You see, there has to be this din kaychay by misa. So therefore, again, Pshat and Taisus, he wanted to say the Taisus how mean it was. The shechita is different because kaychay. But Taisus said no. He's even misa, and misa needs kaychay. That's what he wanted this raw. You see that misa needs kaychay. That's what we want in the raw. But now, but we have the raw open. Let's see what let's analyze the raw as what he's saying. So the dam, I just want to make the dig in the raw, which gufa might be maybe not like Reb Chaim, okay? Because Reb Chaim seems to be saying that eishem shemchitza is kaychay mamish, yeah, and the gila akra even karach murubai is it still considered kaychay? But the olive base is that's even the fire goes without the wind, then it's kaychay mamish. There is in the Ra, he's definitely b'machalik the eishem shemchitza and chitza which is kaychay mamish. He's not calling it's not kaychay gomer. He's saying. And maybe just then that you know, maybe just learn up the positive. We're treating it as kaychay. I'm not sure exactly what he is saying, but he's zicha being machalik. You know, there's a subtle change in the way he talks about eishel mishmchitza. He says gufay kaychay eishel manam mishmchitza, and then chitza mamish. That's kaychay gum. Okay, abal maloy. So that's the story of the Ra. There's difference between the zikin, fundamental difference between the zikin and misa. For misa, you need that you should be doing it. It's not enough that you were the cause of the hazik. You need that you should be doing it mamish. Mustaber nami. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Gufa is gufa. You don't need kaychay. Better. Gufa is gufa. Gufa is gufa. Mustaber nami. The avnei skin in my soi. Okay, so it's also important. You know, no one, the Chiddush didn't bring this down for it, but this is important though. Mustaber nami, the Amasi Masoi, Shenichon, Breish Gagai, enough Bruch Matsuya, the Ziku, the Cheshvin Alei, told the Eish, right, the Gemara that's class told the Eish, Lechel Machshevinu, Chitzav, Ela, Memainai. Enough together, Shlemach Masleika, the Shayr would like to talk about it. He says, that Amasi Masai, Nichbar Shgaga, even though it's told the Vesh, class told the Vesh, but says there are, like Reb Chaim said, and Beis Chazanish also said, each on his own, that it's not considered Eishem Shemchitza. Now, the Mashmayis of the Ra, the chayra in this, it's a little complicated. This is like a little more like a chayim, because the Chazanish says that the side of eish mishchitzav is the yirshdal and sukkah to the eish. But if there's a break, so you're not mamish like being meister the gachelas to the fire. You're not being zer ruach. But say also that the ruach is there. You put it here, and then when it comes, that's that. we don't connect your action as mamash, you know, boom, connect, you're going to win. Yeah? That lechayer, that nusach you don't see a b'chal. Right? The whole nusach b'chal that that's inside of Ish is not mashma in the raw like that. And when it's b'chal between Ish b'shachitza v'amasim asai, right? Lechayer, it sounds like it's more fundamental. Dainu, that what he said before, that Ish is considered kaychay, either kaycha gufay or eish mishul manda mishul b'chitza or chitza mamish, that whole list, he's somehow making it somewhat like kaycha, and that he's saying that you don't have amas imasai. So in this nekuda, it's closer to Reb Chaim, although Menei Bey, he doesn't seem to be saying mamish like Reb Chaim. It's a little confusing. What?
No,
no, but in the longest, no, the very big machlaik is the total machlaik is Reb Chaim and Chazesh, what the Hesber is. Right? Chaim says, Eish Mishim Chitza means it's Chai Chai. And even when you add the Chai Chai Chai, it's still Chai Chai. Chazesh says, Eish Mishim Chitza Pshad, because you're still in Sum to the wind. Okay, they both happen to end up saying, each in their own way, that Amas Imasai, they both come to draw that conclusion that Amas Imasai is not going to be Eish B'Shem Chitza, even though it's told of Eish. That they both say. And that, but they're saying it for different reasons. Chaim is saying it based on Iker Yisoid, what he's saying, that it's Kai Chai, and therefore here it's not Kai Chai. And that would seem, in that Akuda at least, the Ra'ah is close to Reb Chaim and that Nakuda. And the Ra'ah says, Ra'ah seems to be saying that, you know, based on what I just told you, that these are the four cases that Yichayef for Ritzicha, you don't have that Abamas and Azad. According to Chazanish, it's more like, you know, and based on his understanding, that you're being Maisid Eish to the Ruach, here you don't have that because of the bread. It's not Mamish, it's not their bread. That I don't see that in the Ra. And that the Reb Chaim is closer to the Ra. Although again, in the middle though, he did differentiate between Chitzav, which is Kai Chai, and Eish Mishim Chitzav, where it's not Kai Chai Gomer. So what exactly the gather of Eish Mishim that it's Kai Chai for the Ra, it's not so clear in the way the Ra is describing it. It doesn't explain it so bad. But in this Nakuda, I think that he says both Reb Chaim and the Chazanish says that Amas Imasai is different. That Nakuda, at least, he seems to be more in tune with Reb Chaim. That's the Nkuda over here from the Nkuda. The Nkuda is that we have to take out of Israel. Now, the Ran, Sanhedrin, he's also done the question that, that Gemara there with the Zorak Tzrar. Why don't you chayiv al tzeish? Even when it came straight down. That question that Taisus asked, the Taisus says, Enech Anam, and the Eish Mishim Chitza, Tati Nevi Chayiv. He also asked that question. And there's also a few Nechudas over there. So he brings down the Ben David that the difference is like this, that in order to be chayiv, and it's also important to me the Hezber, the way he says it, in order to be chayiv for Eish, Shem Chitzav, it has to be when he talks, Ein chiv nezikin, Ela, he's not mechal at this point in nezikin, he says, Ela b'koyach u'payal. Lo mashen nase. So in other words, you're not chayiv for something that happens. You're chayiv that something was done. It was a ma'isa. You need a ma'isa. Ruach mitzuya pay elas he. Roy noisa kilu hoya b'koyach adam. Aideshi mitzuya. He says that gravity is just the weight of the object. It's not a koyach. It's not an outside force. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv al tzeish. Now, one second. In the Hezbar Dover, yeah, so the Ran doesn't like it. And Yoyim, Dikat Rutsam Lesser. Shemash Ayim Amrum, Shem Chir, Shem Zok, and El Bekayach Apoyol, Loid Mash Nasa Mela. Avruch Matsuya, this one is still in this lost his Nusach, he pay Eles, Vroyin Ayasakilu, he Bekayach Adam. Right? This Nusach we've heard from the man David, this goddess sounds like the Chazanish. Okay? That's what I want to bring out from this portion of the Ram Shem Ben David, that when he says the difference between gravity and Ruach Metzuya, he says, okay, Ruach Metzuya, he payales, the kayach over here, V'royin Oysa, ki'ilu hi b'kayach Adam. Yeah? V'royin Oysa, ki'ilu hi b'kayach Adam. So that lashon to me sounds like the Nusach Chazanish, that it's kilu, it's a kayach of Adam, because you're still in suit to that kayach. You're put in a place where the Ruach Mitzuya was there. Right now, it's kilu, he kayach Adam, aidei shehi Mitzuya. So, that sounds like more that the Said of Eish over here is not because the fire is your kayach, but it's more like Chazanish that the Ruach is your kayach. Not that what?
The
Nusach of Mary David is
more like
Right. This Nusach of Mary David, which Duran doesn't disagree with the Etzmi Yisoid. He just holds it should apply even to gravity. That's his mash with his time in Mary David. But the Etzmi Yisoid, he seems to be saying that the Yisoid of Eish, yeah, is good for the kayach achamurabai. Which is what the Chazanish was saying, not like Rabbi Chaim that we're being apologetic with the Kayach Acham Urabai. We're saying that that's something you need the basis of Eish. The Kayach Acham Urabai somehow becomes Kayach only in the Rabbi Chaim because that's an Eish is your Kayach. So it starts with the Etzem Eish being Kayach. That I don't see in the Rain David over here. That I see more like the Chazanish, that the side of Eish is the side that it's Kayach. Is the kayach murabai, and this natural kayaches that's here, and you're stelling suit to that makes a kayach. That's what makes a kayach. That's what I want to point out in Lashon and Ran. Now Derech Agav, Emerson, we didn't touch that part of Taisus, but in my hergish in the beginning of Taisus. Right, which is Taisa also in Bava Kama we had. When Taisa talks about that there's no difference between the Makar of the Eish to the Adam and Adam to the Eish. Right? Well, what Taisa said in the beginning. So, Sev Chamalava, right? Taisa says, Mkafsa b'fnim, Avi b'makim shesev Chamalava, he's Chayim. The man Eish m'shem Chitza. If the guy is there ready and you just tie him up, this is how he says you're part. Right? That's how he's mechal. Now, what should be the difference? You tied him up, then when you brought him there. Well, what's the hazard?
When you tied him up, what happened?
What?
Had he stayed there, nothing
would have
happened.
What do you mean?
If he was there already, and you tied him up, there's no mice.
There is a mice.
I mean, no mice, whatever.
Fine. It's also grama. It's also grama. What's the difference? It's also grama. Either way, it's grama. Why? I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to explain why is of here Mishum Chisim and here not.
Because
so I was thinking there has might be, according to the lines of Chazon Ish, that if the idea of Eish Mishchitzev is, yeah, the Yush Delin Su to the Kayach that exists over here, yeah, so then the pshat is you have to do something proactive to shtel tzu to that kayak in order that it should be considered that you harness that kayak and that kayak becomes your kayak. One second.
It's not there yet.
So Taisa says there's no difference between Makarev him to the fire or be Makarev the fire to him. Right? Chat is that so if I bring the guy over there where the Asian's gonna come, so fine. Then they can say I did a maisa to shtel tzu to the kayach of the Asian. Even though the Asian's not there yet, but it's gonna come. Right? Hashem, if I didn't do any maisa, so then how are you harnessing that kayach? How are you attaching that kayak to you? How are you grabbing onto that kayak? All you're doing is, let me finish my step. All you're doing is you're just making the guy stay here. So that's not considered a maisa of shtelling to that kayak. If you bring the guy there, yeah, then you're shtelling tzu to that kayak. Like the Chazish says, if you zayre to the ruach, yes, that's shtelling tzu to that kayak. Yeah. You light the fire, that's shtelling tzu to that kayak. You put the fire in a place where the wind is blowing it, that's shtelling tzu to that kayak. Hashenka, if you just, the guy is there, you're just tying him up, maybe that's the nekuda where it's missing. It's missing in you shtelling tzu to the kayak of the wind. That's a machshava, maybe in the back of Yibshat and Taisus.
How could you combine with the wind if it's not there yet?
What?
How could you combine with the wind if it's not there yet?
It's going to come.
So, but you, it's not, how you combine with something that's not there yet? Just because you bought him, so it's going to come. So,
since for sure it's going to come, so then you're stalling too to that. That's going to come.
There's nothing there. What are you combining with?
It's going to come.
It's a bit good. My throwing up in Ashton,
the koach of
witnessing. It's coming straight
there. So that was Ben's question yesterday. Why when you throw it up and it goes straight down, why don't we say Ishtalin Su to the kayak of gravity? That's a question. That was Ben's question yesterday. And we throw it up and it comes straight down. What? What do you mean?
It's a separate force.
What's that separate?
Gravity is acting on gravity the entire time. No, that makes the question worse.
Wind is always blowing. It's not true.
Wind is not always blowing. Ben, wind is not always blowing.
Wind is always blowing.
Let's go by the Nirach. Rabbi Sai. One time, you were Rabbi. Two times, three times, four times, five times. I also mean Rabbi. Now, Niran himself argues in Meir David. He argues in Meir David. And he also wants Mechalek between Nezikin and Mammon. He says, we see, he says, well, it sounds like it's a little bit different than the Ro, I think, because the Ro seems to make more fundamental Chalek. To Nezikin and Mammon, and Nezikin, Yechai, what? This is Nezikin and Misa, sorry, Nezikin and Mammon, right? Nezikin and Misa, thank you. Nezikin and Misa, because they're always saying that Nezikin, Yechayiv, for what happened, not for the doing, and for Misa, Yechayiv, for doing, not for the result. words, even my mom has to be some connection to it. Has to be this whatever gear you have by the weasel, whatever it is. But has to. But Ikra is Yichai for being Goyrim. The result, Hashem gave an Ezekin. I mean, so you need to actually do it. You need Chizam Amish. The Ran is coming more from a different angle, and that is that we see that the Torah is more made by Misa. Shlosh b'shoy kemezid, ayinz keratzon. We see the Torah for some reason is more machmir. Linyan nizakin, nizakin chayv b'shoy kemezid. You see not? Here is your kain be'inon shiyasa pol mamish. Ubari ezeka, koyim shis chayv misa. In other words, he also says you need pol mamish, but like meaning. He's like coming to that from the fact we see the Torah is more meikel. So like, okay, so we see, so from there, okay, the gather might end up being sort of the same, but he's coming from a different point. Anyway, whatever. The point is, so he says, the boy is a koyim shis chayv misa. He demand man kaf se chavre v'ashkalei mitka demaya v'koyach harish v'chay koyach sheni potter. Shem lo have a gear el v'koyach harish. It's only because it's koyach by the first spurt. Oh, Kasheni, even though it's Bori Ezeka, Kilo Ava Mais Amamish El Begrama is Potter. Il de Chvaslin Ezekin, that he wants a Chiddish. Il ne Chetz Chaver Bekarka, Vashla Bitten the Maya. He wants even Kasheni Chayim. Why? Because it's Bori Ezeka, it's Garmi. Le Garmi is Arshar Chaver. Garmi is Chayim. Garmi is Chayim. Hashem Kain. And this is why I said there's a steer that ran from yesterday, because the other man seems to be saying that the whole Shaila Mitzamtzum is based on Garmi. The machloek is whether Mitzamtzum is chayiv. That's him is telling whether Garmi is chayiv or not. And he's, there he seems to be saying that Garmi is chayiv even for Misa. The concept of Garmi is not a concept by Nezikin. The concept of Garmi is even by Misa. Here the Ran seems to fall off of that, and when the Ran makes his whole chiluk, this whole big sheet over here has difference between Misa and Mammon, and the Ran, one of the examples that the Ran stells on is by Bit the Maya, Kayach Shein Bit the Maya. He says Vadi Chay Misa by Benizakin because it's Garmi, but he pulled by Misa. That's the Gemara, and then he says it means a Rai, and this has to do with. She himself says it's taller than the Mishnah we saw at the time. He says, Rabba, Zarachlim, Rashagag, and he pulls away the Karma Ksasis. So Gemara says, Yipater. Why? Because when you threw it, it was going to damage. And pulling it away is just Grabba. Now, Zog the Ran, we don't pass like Rabba. Why? Because it's Vadadina Grammi, it's Bari Ezeka, it's like Sarash Teresa. Now, Kaim the Chayek, which goes to Rip Rambam, Perizam Chalamazik. It's interesting. He's learning the Rambam is passing Din Garmi. We were once back in the Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Shach, but that's Rashi, and the Rambam, but that's Rashi, but there is no difference between Garmi and Grama. And I'm just being heard to this now. But it's not that you're not responsible for it, don't worry about it. There's a Rashi in a number of places in Shas that seems to, first of all, the Rashi that you are responsible for is one of the main Rashis is on the first Amid in Akainis, the bottom of the Amid. There's a Rashi there, Kasavka Daitach, Kasavar Gram Mazakin, Kasavar Gram Mazakin is Potter. What do you mean Kasavar? Everyone knows Gram Mazakin is Potter. One sec, I don't mention my Rashi, Mashal changes it? I just thought of Rashi. There are bands of Badaik and Rashi. Or Shach Vashur's Badaik and Rashi. There's also Rashi down in Sekhbar. So what's Kasavar? Elamai, who's Kasavar? Because the man that's done Dinah Garmi holds Garmi Zok and it's Chayim. That's the dig that the Shach makes in Rashi. There's no difference between Garmi and Garmi of your Rashi. And that was a mashmaiz around like that. Okay, we're getting a little bit off topic over here. I'm just pointing out which I thought the Rambam was also saying like that. The Rambam says, you Garm Hezek, you Chayev. That's like Lashon Rambam. At the time we were back then the Rambam, but I see now the Rambam saying that the Rambam just holds the Garmi is Chayev. So I have to like maybe rethink that Rambam. I thought it was like pretty clear in the Rambam, but okay, again. But anyway, the Rambam, he says, Perizayim also have a Mazik. Is wrong. Huh? Is Ram here somewhere? Oh, here it is. Sorry, you have to indulge me in this Ram for a second, please. Let's see, I'm totally crazy. Ram says, Perzai, it wasn't halacha. Zayin. Kol hagoyrim lahazik mam chaveroi chay v'shalim nezik sholim. Min hayof v'sheb nechasav gishar mazikin. Kol hagoyrim lahazik mam chaveroi chay v'shalim nezik sholim hayof v'sheb nechasav gishar mazikin. Api she'enoi hu hamazik. Zen nezik atzvei b'achroin ahoyov hu hagoyrim rishim chayim. Keis ha'zor iklim rosh agag. Gav v'kram uksosas. Bach v'kram uksilkas. Gharim. So, okay. Manzini means garmi. So, I don't think I'm crazy in the Rambam, but at least the Ram is saying not like that. So, we have to find some mission that's going to say like that Ram. But anyway, that's not really the point of your Baisai. Says the Ram that Hare Rabba Zorak the Mejigak pulls away, Aloha. We say you're chayiv. Why? Medin the garmi. Vilu by comes to misa. Zarachetz, which is biyadai. Bach of a notloy. What's it then? I feel called moving out the potter. Why? Bidin the shadai. Not pasagire. So we see. Am the feel heicha the pasagire chayiv the mamish the nefashas potter. Kino less lagire mamish. Right? So, I mean, Goofy, you can ask, who said, maybe if you're done dealing with your meeting, whatever you have, it also. And, but the point is, Saran says, took away the karmic sauces, Yichai. If you do, that's what I said, right? If you be Yichai. But by Misa, you pull away the tris, you're going to be Potter. So you see, that even though Garmi is chai by Nezak, it's not chai by Misa. Again, maybe that's going in the mind that's not done with me. Okay, yeah, from the night. Back upon him, says the Ran, that's the fundamental chiluk between Ezekiel and Misa, who says she's kostir to the Ran by Mitzamtzam. And so back upon him, so we have both in the Ran and the Ra, that they're machalut fundamentally between the Zikin and Misa. Now, okay. Can we stop tomorrow? Now that we finish the Sugya, okay. So yesterday actually we started tomorrow. Well, again, it Vechna, Meshim Shabchitza, Vishlok Shamar, Eshim Shumbain. Look, Rashi again. Eisha hishlech as a beira, shem chitzav, chayiv by a kasev, the uka ovid, the habgazar chetz. So yesterday also we're medayik a shikol lashon in Rashi, that shem chitzav chayiv by a kasev. In other words, in Rashi, the uka ovid, the habgazar chetz. There's a lot of, on one hand, Rashi seems to be saying that we're just touching up what is the gedge of the pasuk. But I am saying that it's mitzvahs of chitzav, like Rav Chaim was saying more. But we're saying that, maybe that's what Rashi means on the pasuk, Ashlecha Zebeira, that in other words, the parish of Eish and Torah, how, what is the gedge of the chiyav that the Torah is mechayiv you? That lashon, mishum chitzav chayiv v'yakasav. Right? Sounds like not necessarily that, you know, without the pasuk we know that tchitza. Look, you look at it, tchitza, like Rav Chaim saying. Yeah? Tchitza. Rashi says that no, Mishum Chitza Chai Vakasim, the Yuka of it, then Rashi does say the Yuka of it, the Habak is our Ches. Now, granted, the Meir Peretz, if you look at the Meir Peretz, and this is the proof of Gufa, that whether there is a chitzo without the pasuk, whether there's a eshem shem chitzo without the pasuk, we're not the parish of Eish. Yeah, is Eish by itself chitzo? Like Chaim Betzim was saying, that Eish is koich mamish. So these are bein parents. Very interesting bein parents. Bein parents. Eish mishchid. Eish lo tamay ktsas. Lo mahot zuch loy matam be Eish yez mishan zikin. It's not always the zikin. You don't find any other mazik mishumai. You know. Okay, I'm not too sure, you know, because maybe by other, but there's no two choices by that, by the other. You know, I don't know. It is machleik. It is not machleik. You know, I don't, whatever. But he's asking Takash. Why is there so? You also age. Tomorrow is like sits there and starts philosophizing. What is the gather of age?
Is he asking specifically why we ask by age, or he asking why we don't ask by everything else?
He said by age, you ask Mishnah Zigans. Yeah.
Look, like Eish is a Rina Femina between those two things, Mishum Chitz, Mishum Moine.
If there will be Mechoykes by whether the Bor is Mishum Chitz and Mishum Moine, then you'll have the same Mechoykes. He's saying, why are we only asking over here, not but other men? Why are we only clearing over here? I don't know what the clear would be like. I don't know what the dude's telling me. I think it's a little funny question. I don't know what you want that we should clear about other men. Over here is what the clear. Over there maybe it's not what the clear. So I'm not sure his question is happening. And the Red Baron Parrots. But his teretz is very important. He says, "Yishleimer the fee the lefamim." Okay, big word. The lefamim. She'ein eish mazik kiyim adei ruach shemalichasai. Velulei ruach lahayim mazik. Imkain ein ma'is adam kiyim ma'is ruach. Says the Rebbe Peretz, lefamim it cannot be mazik without the ruach. Mashma lefamim it could be mazik without the ruach. Not there, right? Now, and what our sugya is worried about is that when it's only in that lefamim, that's only mazik al dei ruach. There, this is svar to say that lulei ruach lo mazik, but imkain ain't ma'is adam ki ma'is ruach. The fact that there's a ruach here, that without the ruach wouldn't have done, so the ruach takes over. This is far to say, it's not ma'is adam. In other words, bishlam the lefamim that is mazik by itself without the ruach, right? You just light a fire, and the fire moves because there's oxygen and there's wood, there's brush, there's whatever it is that's going to catch fire without a wind. The fire can go without a wind. Like Reb Chaim was saying, you don't need the wind to make the fire, right? I mean, the Chazir says fires can't go without the wind. I don't know. Pasha's fires could go without the wind. And then I see them in Paris clearly. We're making faces, huh? What?
Fire like heating things up, so if something gets hot enough next to
it. Fine, that's what I said. Okay, so fine. So you agree. What?
Didn't
say Chaim said Chazir says can't. Now, so therefore, he says, in the instance where you need the wind, then the smara that's mevakel ma'is adam, ain ma'is adam ki ma'is ruach. But mashmoyz my parents is, and this is like a little bit scary. He's saying that when it doesn't need the wind, then it's ma'is adam. Now, and then, now the whole need for a debate, yeah? What is Eish? Remember, it's in the saying, only because in the Lefamim case, where you need the wind. And then, that's them, you're being Mavat Lemais Adam, and then we have a Shaila. Is it Mishum Chizam? Is it Mishum Minor? And that seems to be, that's where Rish Lakir says, Eish is Mishum Chizam, Mishum Minor, and not Mishum Chizam, because there's no Mais Adam anymore. You're Mavat Lemais Adam. Yeah, and that's where he has to explain why for Rabbi Yechon it is considered chitzav, even though there's a wind over here that should be ma'is adam. And how he does that is very, very strange. Okay, but before we get to that, okay, just reading this from Paris, it would come out that Rish Lakish is ma'ir de'esh m'shem chitzav when you don't need the wind, which is huge chiddush. It's like crazy chiddush, right? In other words, yeah. So basically, and the sugya is really no machlokes. Rish Lakish. The Gemara says Rish Lakish made Rish Lakish that Eish Mishum Moine, right? That's what's going to say Gemara. And Shlokas Moed, which is Tabiachana, that Eish Mashim Chitzav. It's like one little case. Okay, whatever. The point is, that's, you know, whatever. That's not the point. But Lamaise, it's like extremely Mechudishtik, like, weird to say that for him, if Shlokas is Moed, when you don't need the win, then Eish Mashim Chitzav. Then he had nothing about Lamaise. Otherwise, for him, even Shlokas is masking to Chaim.
Yeah.
That Eish, the Kayach of Eish, is Kayach. Eish burning is Mamish Kayach. It's my son, it's Kayach. And that Mishlag is also my item too. That Mishlag is also my item too. Okay?
How do you explain that it's going in Kofa? How is it going in Kofa Kazi? That was the book I
guess we have. Well, how is that? What? Will we read the Gemara? We'll get back to Gemara in a second. Before, I'm not talking about Mibachotz. Now, when he says, "How does Rabbi Yechon Taka know it?" Yeah, because not my son. Without this, my son sounds like Rabbi Yechon Mishem Chitza. What is this chitza? This is also very strange. The chiv and the hid the gemak mishuach mitzuya yochloi lichai nimtza shepasha bad lekasai. Kimoi bechitzav shadam zerg lemerachak. A modna tushta. So we're not saying that there's anything about Eish which is really like chitzav, right? Eish is not chitzav, right? Elmer, what's the whole dimyan? What's the dimyan? The chiv and the hidlik. The makan shruch masuya yachal leilichai. Nimtza sheposha ma'ad l'kosei k'moy b'chitza. It's a sort of pshia over here. Just like when you throw an arrow, your pasheya, when you throw the arrow m'rocha, chia is on pshia. You threw it, right? It's mamish kaycha, right? You threw it, it's kaychay. It's a pshia. And if we bind it, you're not going to be chayyu. Ad mulayla. You threw it, it's you, he threw it. It's your kaychay, mamish. So Mel says, so too, when you lit the fire in with the Ruch Matsuya and you're pshayi by the kasai, it's your ozakai. I mean, if there's a kasha here, yeah, that the kaych acher, Murabai, yeah, was mabatul the kayach Adam, yeah, was mabatul the kayach of the Maisa Adam, what he calls MK, ain't the Maisa Adam, was mabatul the Maisa Adam, because the kayach Acher, the Ruach did it, then I'm not sure what the parrot says. And I'm not sure how Eishim Hashem Chitzav, the Fir B'Yechanon, is the Pitaron. Because you're Pesheya and Adlocha, that's what makes a Chitzav, like when you actually throw an arrow and it's a Pesheya.
Maybe he only means, he's only talking about when you're Chayev.
What?
Maybe he's only saying you're Pesheya to say when you're Chayev.
No, it's not what
I mean. The answer is said for my question to this.
No. It's not the same. We'll get Taisos. Actually, I'm very happy that Yudovid he traced Taisos the other way. But anyway, he's saying, he read the word. He's saying, yeah, just like a Pesheh over there.
Okay.
Now, if any time I'm going to say something like that, you know, maybe it means that. Okay, now, that, so, so back to Rashi. Rashi said, "Pizza chayv al kasev, the iu kav and the ham gezer echetz." Mishumayna yisher bayrish hazik v'gzal kedayta v'kibanay gan shehidlik kachel shen shaloi v'veichen and chayv pizza hain shlok hashmad v'blav mamayna. Rashi, this Rashi tells it back, and then after mina Rashi gezal kedayta, we said that that's not a pasuk. We ask on Rashi, where does that necessarily change? So you will see if it changes anyway. Taisvis, look Taisvis. Eishim Shem Chitza. Loish Yavri Ba'atzma Eish. El kol makim shem pasha v'lesham lecheltai chitzav ninu. Chitzav ninu. Stasis says you don't have to actually, at first glance, Stasis says you don't have to actually light the fire. El kol makim shem pasha v'lesham lecheltai it's chitzav. Chitzav. Rashba as well says this nusach. What does Rashi say? Yechem shemchitza the tesis of Rashi. Lo yedlikoi hu ba'atzmai. Kol makom shepasha hu beish. Shlo yishimer gachaltoi. Kiroi chayim shemchitza. So, well, what does he mean? Lo yedlikoi hu ba'atzmai. Yeah, but it says gachaltas, right? Hula de gachaltas. Vasham gachaltai. So what does he mean? What does he mean? So, when Yav gu atzmai ha'esh, does that mean that he didn't light it? It means he didn't torch the Godish. What does he mean? That mean the damage? He didn't go ahead and do the damage himself. Or mean, I'm just asking. Ma'aseh says loishem gechel toy. His gechelos. Right? How did the gechelos become gechelos? So again, at first glance, you might say that he's saying he didn't apply at all. Esh mishchei, as long as you're pesheya, that's enough to be considered. Actually, Rosh Hashanah is called chay mishum chitza. Taisa says. So even Ari's Diak and Taisvah's Chitz of Ninu, the Raj Mataka said, who's noticing now actually, Chayim Mishum Chitz. He doesn't say Chitz of Ninu. So the question is on Taisvah itself, what's going on of it? What does he mean it's Chitz of Ninu? Because he didn't watch it, it's Chitz of? That's the question over here. So the Dargi David, you only showed me Dargi David this morning. Rabbi David has a bigger richus on this taisis to say a chas v'shalom taisis can't mean that ichayim esh v'shem chitzav if you didn't do anything you didn't even light it at all. How can ichayim esh v'shem chitzav if you didn't light it? Yeah. Loishi avratzmai. El a kol makim shepasha l'shem gechalta echidzav ninu chenu b'rajva u'masayim shem k'much l'kamar k'much l'kamar. What's much l'kamar? What's much l'kamar? L'chayra mashma is devreimu da'af heicha gachelet nidlaka me'atzmai v'loike shebal achelas Hidlik Achelz Bidai. Okay? It was Hidlik Ba'atzmai. When Taisa says, you didn't wash Gachelz. So we asked, if you didn't light the Gachelz, how did the Gachelz, who lit the Gachelz? It's your Gachelz who lit it. Right? So, says Dagadav, you might want to say, it means that you didn't light the Gachelz. It means somehow the fire got started. There was a brush, whatever, there was a heat wave, whatever it was, and somehow somehow got started by itself. Yeah? Like Shabbat Chalz hit the Chalz be dying. And Pasha Leshamar, Chitzav Ninu. He says, you can't say that. So, first of all, Mitzvara, that Harei Shor, you also Chayim Yishmira. And we don't say that it's considered Chitzav, because you didn't watch Yishar. Right. So why is the gachelas? If we're talking about you didn't light the gachelas, then why is it considered chitza? Why is it other mazik? Just because you didn't watch them doesn't make it other mazik. And how to go to krog abeish? The mavres abeira. Maybe that's not what we're talking about when you lit it. Mavres abeira. Now, there has to be at least you're the Sibir Rishayna. Shehu Adam Shebara Behaves Eish Ba'ilam. He brings an interesting raya to this. He says, this is a nice raya. The Gemara later says that where is the nafkamina? No, we said it, I mentioned it before that Reichel is might be Shlok the Eishim Shemaina. Where's the nafkamina? The case was Kolloi Chitzov. What's that case? Well, you mentioned yesterday, I think, right? You lit a fire, and that sends a fence, and the fire wouldn't have gone past the fence. Now, then the fence broke, and then the fire went out, so then it's called a chitza, mina chayim, mishum chitza. It's not shayim, karecha. So he asks, Gval Gakasha, Haray, when the fence fell down, you were chayim to watch it. It's your fire, yeah? If Tarez holds, one sec, if Tarez holds, that the chiv to watch it, being pasha and not watching it, makes it chitzav, so fine. When I originally lit the fire, it wouldn't have gone past the fence. But now, the fence is not there. Now, I have a fire that could go past the fence. And I have a chiv shmir on this. Pasha, v'loy shamar. In fact, the Dagi David says, you should be chayim, mishum chitzav. It's a gaval of the chav. It's a gaval of the chav. It's a chappy question. In my mind, it's a gaval of the chav. What? Why not? You didn't know about it? Now, right now. Right now, you have a fire in your backyard? Obviously. Then, hello. If you didn't have time to stop it, you're not going to be chayim about the mind either. Einus is part by mine also, not only by chitzah. So obviously, we're talking about you were able to stop it, and still, Ari Yerikasha. The case that Yechayim Mishum Mayna and not Mishum Chitzah, when there's a fence. And wouldn't have gone past the fence. That's the case, right? So, but when the fence fell down, it could have gone. The fence fell down. Right now, you have a fire in your backyard that you didn't watch. And according to Isis, that makes it chitzav. So in that case, shibchayim al chitzav, because I haven't killed someone. Shibchayim gebal the kash and darki
dam. Same with like shooting an arrow and shield
down. So what? So think to yourself. Right. Okay. Furthermore, he wants Taina, that if you didn't light the fire, Hinayim Mikhaya Mishum Maina. Because there's no Chiv Shmira. Good, he brings a whole rambling more later about the Gemara. Let's not go into that because we haven't seen the Gemara yet. When we see the Gemara, we'll go back to this. One second. That's what we really see the Gemara for. Elmai wants to say. The Ben Rabbi Yechon, the Eishim Shem Chitza, Ben Rish Lakish, Mishum Mainai, Be'inan, Sha'odom, Be'atzma, Yad, Lagas, Eish. The Oz, Miachsim, Komash, Adoylik, Visayr, Vacharkach, La'asiba, Rishayna, Sha'odom. Then, since he did the initial lighting of the fire, then, So it was kol kaychay. So meila, you can't mechayiv mishum kaychay, because that's him. Mitzad, what he did can't go further. So then you can't chayiv him al chitza. But avada, it has to be that you actually lit it. When he said Lush Yah Basim Eish, Hainu, this is what I started saying before. You know, the alternative Pshat and Taisus is When he says loish yaver eish, doesn't mean that you didn't light the fire to begin with. Like I said, it's gachal tahad gachal's got lit. What he means is a whole different kind of thesis. Loish yaver ba'atzma ha'esh, ha'esh loish yaver ba'atzma ha'esh v'dover ha'nidlak. Meaning you didn't go ahead and what?
I was going to say that.
You?
I was going to say something like that.
You can say something, okay. Shloish yaver eish. How close? Shloish yaver eish means not that you. See, I should let you say it. Then we can debate it on the same thing. Now you can say it, that's what you're going to say. Shloish yaver eish means that the etzem hezek, that you didn't go around, you didn't go towards the, you know, go around the mamash burning itself. Right? But kop mokem sheposha bloisham gachaltai shedlika biyadov ubershusai hoch mazikai desh loishamra chitzav ninu. Because you miyaches, since the sibur is shining, what he calls it, you lit it, so then we say everything else is a continuation of that and is considered chitzav.
What were we going to say? That.